Back in July, President Joe Biden wanted to say, make America great again.
To make America, so make America, what think about it.
So after Biden was kicked off his own campaign, Trump inferred Biden hated Harris.
And you know what? I'll give you a little secret. He hates her. He can't stand her.
But he got four.
So now, he's been seen wearing a Trump 2024 hat. And no, this wasn't photoshopped. Biden actually asked to wear this Trump hat.
There you go, man. I need that hat.
You want my autograph?
Hell no.
You know my name. Come on.
I ain't going that far.
Yeah. You said you were doing a selfie. There you go.
And sadly, the most genuine cheers and approval he's received all year was when he put on a Donald Trump hat. So is he senile, or is he trying to get revenge on the Democrat Party? Or maybe after 5 decades of causing division in politics, he's finally trying to unite Americans. As when he was elected, he announced this.
I pledge to be a president who seeks not to divide, but unify. Who doesn't see red states and blue states, only sees the United States.
But shortly after, he warned Americans that refused to comply with his medical demands.
We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
For unvaccinated, we are looking at a winter of severe illness and death.
Fast forward to now, he's taking pictures with kids wearing Trump 2024 shirts, Trump I'll be back shirts, and Jesus is my savior, Trump is my president shirts. Even showing up to 9/11 memorials alongside Trump. Now, although he did leave early while they were still speaking, he later greeted the firefighters with Trump. So again, Biden and Harris were greeted by silence and indifference, but were immediately able to see how well Trump was received right after. So I don't know about you, but if I was 3 months away from retiring from Pepsi, and if all my employees at Pepsi betrayed me, ending my career early, I'd probably start pushing Coke, and no, I don't mean like Hunter. Because after Trump suggested they were eating the pets.
They're eating the dogs, the people that came in, they're eating the cats, they're eating the pets.
CNN started melting down.
That is a dangerous conspiracy theory to be spreading to America.
MSNBC suggested it was dangerous.
The one Haitian migrant in particular who said that people are really scared for their lives.
And Democrat congressmen are nearly in tears.
The chairman tweets, protect our ducks and kittens in Ohio. Aliens are eating pets? My God.
Then here comes Biden, making jokes about it.
Just remember, no eating dogs and cats.
Now, I'm not suggesting Biden was pulling a Willy Wonka, feigning senility when he was really part of his intricate game of 4D chess, but bringing up eating the pets to a crowd of Trump supporters is basically Biden campaigning for his enemy. As the Democrats desperately try to brush off and ignore these claims of canine cuisine in Springfield, it's not going anywhere, as several more locals are sharing their experiences.
I am not Haitian, but I am from the Caribbean. The Haitian immigrants are indeed eating animals. Not only are they harvesting cats for food, but also for witchcraft purposes.
My father immigrated from Haiti to the United States in the late 60s. He wasn't eating people's pets and didn't practice voodoo. But he did say that most of the island, the majority of the island, does practice voodoo. The reason they eat cats is for 2 reasons. Number one is survival. This is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere.
I have friends and family that were born and raised in Haiti, and they tell me stories of either them themselves eating the cat or them knowing people that do eat cat out there. So it's not weird or uncommon for them to be doing it in Ohio, because they came from a war-torn country and they haven't actually acclimated to the society yet. So of course you're gonna keep their same habit that they're doing over there.
Which, this is a real video on YouTube right now, and it's terrifying. So please take my word for it and do not watch that video, as the cats that have seen it are beginning to mobilize, and it's adorable. Now, all jokes aside, this is a serious subject, as nobody actually believes hordes of Haitians are kicking down doors to cook your canine, but this is the type of meme that instantly goes viral.
Eat the cat, eat the cat. They're eating the dogs, they're eating the cats. Eat the cat.
Now, most TikTokers didn't watch the debates, but this drives a conversation as to what's really going on and what the reality is of mass migration with finite resources. As 99% of Americans, including Democrats, find feasting on felines appalling, completely ignorant to what has to happen in third world countries, because we're not looking down on people that learn to survive in abject poverty. We're just saying ignoring the issues is never going to solve them. As Ohio's governor brushes off the claims in Springfield.
Mayor Rue of Springfield says, no, there's no truth in that. They have no evidence of that at all.
But shortly after, sends in the state troopers.
I want to talk this afternoon about the situation with the Haitian immigrants in the city of Springfield, Ohio. I've directed the Ohio State Highway Patrol through Colonel Charles Jones, who is here with me today, to surge troopers and patrol cars into Springfield to help the local Springfield Police Department.
Not necessarily to resolve their problems, but to provide them with health care and vaccinations, translation services, and driving simulators. Because in Springfield, Ohio, I don't think they're going anywhere.
Jamie McGregor is the CEO of McGregor Metal, which makes welded parts for the auto and farm industries. Right now, about 10% of his workforce is Haitian.
I wish I had 30 more. Our Haitian associates come to work every day. They don't have a drug problem. They'll stay at their machine. They'll achieve their numbers. They are here to work. And so in general, that's a stark difference from what we're used to in our community.
It's insane how many times these arguments end up at cheap labor for corporations.
Right now, the best thing that we can do for our economy is to have comprehensive immigration reform. We have a shortage of workers in our country, and you see even in Florida, some of the farmers and the growers saying, why are you shipping these immigrants up north? We need them to pick the crops down here.
Now, I'm not saying Biden is necessarily sabotaging Kamala's campaign, but him donning Donald Trump's hat is a disaster for the Democrats. As you just click this video to laugh at Biden in a Trump hat, but rabbit hole your way into learning that they're sacrificing the geese for cheaper but more subservient workers. And as an American, I say, how dare they?
So if you appreciate my concise, lighthearted commentary on the tragic status that is today's reality, hopefully I've earned your subscription. And go check out the next video.